They charged $20.
$20?
To wash, I had four washes and they charged me $20.
Oh, can't believe that.
And they don't have to iron them.
Mm-hmm.
These have the big knots on them, you know, and a fringe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're big.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fastened. The two in this room and the two in my room
mm-hmm.
are just alike.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to call them after Harding. They have them to do my laundry.
Oh.
And I'm going to call Junior. I know him pretty well. And he has done a lot of nice things for me, not charged me so much for something. And if he tear up something, he'd pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more than some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, that's right. Some of them won't pay you for it when
mm-hmm.
they ruin them, that's right.
And if I say, now, Junior, these are my nice napkins and my nice tablecloth, or my nice slips. Will you please be careful with them and not just jerk them this way and that way, and just fold them one way, and then we'll fold them like we want them. And he does it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just as nice and clean as they can be. But he lived right over here to this apartment of Miss for just a little while. He had a little baby then. Now he had three.
Mm-hmm.
But he was working for Sersha Dairy
mm-hmm.
Laundry, and then's when I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he moved to Harding, I moved with him.
Uh-huh.
Because, and I told him, I'd say, you know, now I'm moving with you.
Mm-hmm.
So he was appreciated, he said. And he always has a little something to say when I talk to him. He's awfully nice. Well, I have some good, and then couldn't anybody have a nicer mail carrier than I.
Mm-hmm.
He just brings me the anything I want, my stamps, and if I want to mail a package or if I need some stamps and don't, and have the letters already written and don't have the stamps,
mm-hmm.
why, he'll take them and stamp them for me, put the money back in the envelope and send it to me the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Well, back to like the bed, what would, now at the head of the bed to put your head on, you have on the bed. Now, when
your pillow, you mean?
Mm-hmm. And now, like in the old days, did they have?
Have a bolster.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. And then what about those things that they would make, patchwork, where the women would make them themselves
mm-hmm.
sometimes?
Just patchwork quilts.
And now what if there weren't enough beds, like for the children, if they had extra children visiting,
mm-hmm.
what would they have to put?
Trundle bed.
Oh, a trundle bed.
Goes under.
Well, sometimes, would they ever put quilts down on the floor and...
Well, they have. A lot of people have.
Mm-hmm.
We never have, but then I know a lot of people that have a lot of company do.
Mm-hmm. They call it, what do they call that when they put...
Pallet.
Now, talking about different types of land, now if you were talking about land that would grow most anything, you'd say, boy, that soil is really...
fine soil.
And what would you call the type of land that